South African President Jacob Zuma said police will move swiftly to crack down on rioters after violent protests erupted this week over poor services and jobs in that country. The crisis is an early test for Zuma, who took office in May after pledging to do more to help the poor. Father Chris Townsend is the information officer for the Southern African Catholic Bishops Conference. He says that Zuma has begun to carry out his promises on a governmental level, including the reorganization of ministers responsible for public service delivery and cracking down on corruption.
On the government level, there are a number of initiatives that have been taken, and they're very positive. He has said that he and his government will not tolerate corruption. And we're seeing increasing signs of that. We have a number of fairly senior government people put on suspension pending review of financial decisions. With that, I think there's a fairly clear message going out that there is a growing oversight function for the government, especially in terms of provincial delivery. I think that there are still going to be a lot of places where people are angry that they haven't got what they were promised, but it's also, in a sense, quite unrealistic to expect the government to be ready to roll out a million houses in 3 or 4 weeks. It's going to take time, and we mustn't forget the very good things that have happened. You know, we've built something like 3 million houses. We have over 14 million people in the last years who have moved into better accommodation. So there are a lot of good things happening. There are isolated pockets where people are feeling that they haven't had the best of deals, but it's going to take time to sort out.